Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are joining me here today for this week's Workouts for Older Men podcast, our continual connection, you and me, two men a little bit older going through the journey of life. In this podcast, I want to talk about change. What does it take to create lasting change for fitness? All right, you want it to match those other areas of life. Maybe your other areas of life are just outstanding. You put in your time, your effort, and you didn't put in the fitness. Now it's time to take this to the next level. Right? Or you're at a really high level, you're better than most, and you want to create change to go to that elite level. Whatever it is, I can help you. That's what this Workouts for Older Men podcast is all about. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you the three things that will create lasting change at this age. When it comes to your fitness, and one thing that you'll notice is these are probably the things that you tell those people, you coach, you mentor when it comes to your business, right? Your position of management, your business, bringing up the youngsters when they have all this desire, like you have desire for fitness, they have all this desire, and they just need to get the mindset right. I'm going to tell you the three things that you probably tell them to get to the next level, and I want to put it in perspective right here with your fitness journey. I'm going to do that for you and more during this podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are joining me here today for this week's Workouts for Older Men podcast. And this podcast, I want to talk about what it's going to take to create lasting change. And it doesn't matter if you're running into this podcast, maybe for the first time. If you are, welcome. Hey, if you're new, make sure you go through all of the podcasts here on this Workouts for Older Men podcast format, this platform. Make sure you scroll down and you look at all the podcasts, because I'm doing these weekly podcasts just, you know, keeping you accountable, keeping you focused on the promises that you make yourself or the promises that you are developing to make to yourself when it comes to fitness, setting some goals, setting some standards, coming to you every single week, just checking in, maybe a strategy here, a mindset here and there. But you don't want to just look, now that you found this, at this current podcast and kind of, you know, brush off all the other podcasts here in this Workouts for Older Men podcast format, because they're dated. They were produced a while ago. Because 100 podcasts here are the most often asked questions, right? So 100 of the most often asked questions, you know, all I do is talk to men like you and me, a little bit older, who want to make fitness a higher priority, and no matter where we are, we're going to take it to that next level. Right? I'm going to talk about getting to that next level. If you are new, again, welcome. Don't brush off the podcast, you know, 50 down on you're scrolling down 100, because every single one, again, it's the most often asked questions. It's organizing principles, the building blocks of what it's going to take for you to build muscle, lose body fat, work it into your busy, productive life in the most effective and efficient manner. All right, you'll hear me talk about, you know, the 80-20 rule. There's 100 things. Man, I'll tell you, I was on TikTok, and, you know, you just have all this perspective being thrown at you from so many different angles, so many different modalities, so much, you know, different life and approach and levels of dedication. It's just boom, 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 boom. Tell you what, is if I was a little bit older and I had references of success and I just wanted to focus on fitness right now, the bombardment of that information, man, that would be challenging, putting myself in your shoes if that is your situation right now. But if you like what you hear, if I'm vibing with you, being older, not going extreme, you know, again, those 100 things that are thrown at you, I focus on the 20 things, so to speak, that matter. You know, the 80-20 rule, the 20 things that will make the biggest impact, and I'll tell you, you know what those 20 things are. You feel certain and confident. You keep on going. You get better and better at those. You you know, have a sense of certainty and confidence that you're not always distracted. Should I do this and do this and do that? What if I did this and that and that? Would that take me to the next level, right? And you can rid yourself of all that angst, all that confusion, all that overwhelm. Those 20 things will get you the results that you want at this age. I guarantee you that. So now it's just a matter of sorting out. These 100 podcasts will help you do that. All right, they're from 5 minutes to 20 minutes long, conversational, bring it up. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're going through. I work with men just like you through one-on-one coaching every single week. You would be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't be surprised, because maybe in your business, what you're good at, and you've been doing the same job for 25 years, right? And, people come to you for a solution, right? You provide that value. And you find out that the problems are very similar, the thinking is very similar, the challenges are very similar. You found a way to connect to solve the problems, not because you're so brilliant, right? Just you stuck at it, and you've been asked the same questions over and over again. You found the solutions 15 years ago, and so then it was just repetitions at this point. Well, that's how it is for fitness. I know that it can be overwhelming for you right now. Again, if you've established success in other areas of life, and then, you know, you're challenged with your body, and you hear all, just be in a calorie deficit, just work out, just do it, or whatever. It can be very frustrating because, you know, you want to just do it, but just like with everything, there's a mindset, right? So I guarantee you, when you listen to all the 100 podcasts, it'll give you, put you forward to what you need to do. So make sure that you listen to those podcasts. Don't brush them off again because they may be produced however long as you're listening to this right now. So welcome if you're new. Make sure you go to skiplacour.com, my website. A lot of the men who listen to this podcast, they love podcasts. Maybe they're not on the internet. A lot of successful men who I coach and have the pleasure of talking to every single week, they're not social media guys. They may be podcast guys, and I get that. You definitely want to be careful with the attention that you bring into to your life. Get overstimulated or distracted, and I appreciate that. If fitness is what you must focus on for whatever reason, right? Maybe you just have more time in your life now. The kids are gone, the business is established, marriage is nice and settled, right, and you're looking for a new adventure, or you have to because you have health concerns. Maybe you don't have health concerns, you're just being proactive. You realize we've got some good years left, and we've got to take care of our body, whatever the reason is. All right, go to skiplacour.com because I have videos, instructional videos that can help you along this journey in fitness. There's a lot of visual, you know, there's a lot of information, inspiration there. So go there, too, to complement everything you're getting from this Workouts for Older Men podcast. Hey, in this podcast, I want to talk about what it's going to take to create lasting change when it comes to your fitness. Again, working with so many men, we run into the same challenges. All right, so there's three things that you're going to need to do. And, you know, I know this is going to sound really familiar to your business, what you've mastered, what you're great at, would people come to you for advice, because the organizing principles to success are the same everywhere. But I'm just going to use it in the context of fitness just to bridge that gap a little, maybe tell you some things that you already know. If not, I'm glad that I can share some insight with you. But there's three things you got to do, and that is, number one, get clear. Get very clear on what it is you want. Believe it or not, a lot of men, they know they want to get fit, but they're not as clear as they can be. And the more clear you are, the better chance you are going to have to succeed. Number two, get perspective. And I'm going to talk about these more, right? Just line them out for you. Get perspective, right? A lot of times what you're going through, the challenge that you're facing, you don't want to make them bigger than they are, especially when it's very, very common. You just don't know that they're very common, right? Sometimes we as men, we just kind of grind it out, go through our own journey, and perspective can make the journey a lot easier. Number three, get support. The environment that you're in, the videos that you watch is a form of support. So, you know, listening to this podcast is a form of support. You don't want to go on this journey alone when there's such that valuable resource. It's a really important part of the process. So the three things you need to do is get clear, get perspective, and get support. So let's break those down. Getting clear. I talked about you know you want to get fit, you want to build muscle, you know, and so you're ready to go. It seems like it's clear. But there's a lot more to this when you break it down that will make it even more clear. And again, the more clear you are, the better journey you're going to have. The answers that you are seeking will magically appear the more clear you are. So why are you doing this, right? You know, most men, I guess, to be healthy and fit, a lot of men just don't like the way their body looks. They concentrate on other things. They're just trying to lose body fat, right? They just want to be fat. They don't want to be some big Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilder. I get all that. But it's important that you know that you can ask the question. So even when you do a Google search or you look through the 100 podcasts here on workouts for Older Men, the podcast, right? What are you trying to do? Right, because you may think, well, I need a training routine because I want to do this, lose this body fat, and then you start looking around and someone says 15 or 20 reps, get you ripped. I just heard that from a gentleman who has been working out for, I mean, years. You know, he looks great, he's got a massive following, and he was talking about like, you know, when you do a lot of reps, he said that you know, I don't know exactly. He said it helps you burn the fat in the muscle, and he had some other things. Both of those are wrong. Now, you can do 15 reps. That's not the thing. But that doesn't help you lose body fat. I'm just so surprised sometimes because I don't look at all the information that you're being inundated with because I don't need to. I've been doing this for 32 years. I feel that every single question, I've gone through the process as a six-time national champion. But I tell you, it just really surprised me, but it's really the challenge, right? So if you want to lose body fat, right, or you just want to be healthy and fit, you know, or you just are saying, you know, look, my body isn't holding up. That's natural, but I want to fight it. I want to get fit. It may be stretching, maybe more about, you know, working out to be functional rather than to build muscle. I mean, it's all exercise. It's all working out. But what is it that you want? I mean, and I'll tell you this, too, if you have health concerns, your nutrition is from losing fat to being more healthy, you know, going to fitness, I need to go work out in the gym. No, you need to get your blood sugar levels down. You need to fight off this pre-diabetes, all right? You know, you need to lose this fat. You know, don't just assume working out. Get very clear. Always reach out to me. I put my phone number. You can text me, call me if you have questions. But getting very clear. So instead of just going on this fitness journey, lifting weights without being clear what your outcome is, right, it's just going to make it more confusing. It's going to make the journey a lot more challenging to ever get through it, right? So get clear. Perspective is very important, especially, you know, like I said, I talk to a lot of men that have been really good at things, and, you know, they spend a lot of time giving other people perspective when people think they're freaking out. They're overly concerned about things that just everybody goes through because they lack that perspective. How are you going to get that perspective? Are you going to go in your own head, you know, getting to that level that you've never gone before? It's a certain mindset. You're going to try to figure it out at this age? I guess you could. You know, I always say we got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Perspective, how are you going to get that? Right, so you don't make the journey unnecessarily complicated, filled with too much angst when you don't have to. Perspective. You are not alone. I can tell you this. There is not one question, one feeling, one emotion that you are going through during this journey, this mental and emotional journey. It's right. It's not just strategies. There's not one thing that are going through that I haven't helped out dozens and dozens of men to go through. And wouldn't that be great to have that perspective? So you take the burden off thinking, well, will I overcome this? How long would it take? You know, is it possible at my age, right? And then, you know, then you have to get to the strategy. You have to get your mind together, right? Training, nutrition, which one is it? What do I have to do? You know, that is just lacking perspective. And immersing yourself in the process is part of it, but sometimes it's just perspective that you need. So keep your head together. Just keep on doing the things that you need. And sometimes that perspective, that outlook, is not what you think it is. You know, I love what I do with my one-on-one coaching. It starts with fitness. Men, older men come to me. They want to get this fitness together. They want to take it to a higher level. And week by week, we have hour-long conversations The calls are recorded. Yes, there are a lot of training strategies, so they get that certain. Yes, there's a lot of nutrition strategies. Yes, there's a lot of accountability, right, to make sure they step up to the promises. They're scheduled with me. We connect throughout the week. I have many ways to do that until that becomes a part of them. But many times, it's just that if they didn't have that perspective every week, they would stop and quit. And I know all the points, how they'd stop and quit when the weight doesn't come off the way they want, when they do it in a healthy manner, you know, or when they don't do it in a healthy manner, not having energy, everything that they're going through. You don't have to figure it out yourself, right? Perspective is so important to make the journey a successful one. Even at this age, yes, you can teach an old dog new tricks, right? But you got to break it down. And then support. You know, it's really important during any journey, because you're always going to have the ups and downs and uncertainty. I know you want this bad. I take this very seriously because I know you do. For whatever reasons, whatever your why is, whatever you're clear on, whatever emotional reasons why. Support like a podcast like this. Support with a gym buddy who maybe is in your same situation and take that higher level, go through the journey with you. A wife who's supportive, kids who are supportive. Right? Support is what you need, and that's where the one-on-one coaching that I do comes in. You know, it's that support you need, and you know, everybody, you had a mentor when you were on your journey of business, got you here. You had a mentor. Right? Every successful athlete has a mentor, that type of support going through that. Right, these podcasts, I want them to provide you with the information and inspiration and that support too. Right, you're hearing my voice while you're driving, while you're doing cardio, while you're on a walk. Little by little, whether you're just starting out or you're just trying to get to that elite level, whatever it is for you, this is the support that you need. Right, I want you to reach out to me. Send me a text, 925-352-4366. I want you to reach out to me, email skip@skiplacour.com, go to skiplacour.com. If you want this type of clarity, perspective, and support, I can speed up the process with you. I've got many ways to do it. Many coaching journeys, I know I have a right package for you. Reach out to me, and let's make that happen. All right, so clarity, perspective, and support, the three things you need to go to the next level, whatever that level is for you. All right, so that's going to do it for this week's Workouts for Older Men podcast. Let's take on our day with a sense of urgency. Let's work out. Let's eat right. Let's connect with those we care about most, those people we love. Let's produce at the job our legacy. Let's think about that. How are we going to make that happen with everything that we do every single day? We have to make every day count. We have to live with a sense of urgency. We have more time behind us than we do in front of us. Have a great day.